And joining us from, the 99th District, State Representative Mike Hoadley. Mike, how are you today?
Great, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's great to have you on with us. I know the schedule's been busy for you down there in Lansing, so we're glad you got some time to talk to us about, you know, hopefully we get a couple of events here to talk about. But the first one on your list is about net zero and clean energy, and you've got some updates on that for us.
Yeah, I sure do. Last week, we had a couple late nights of session, Thursday as it would. We started at 10 a.m. and we didn't come off the House floor until almost 2 a.m. on Friday morning. Pretty heated conversation regarding, you know, net zero emissions,
yeah.
Meaning, you know, moving Michigan in the direction of you know, 100% clean energy by 2040, mandated by law, as well as stripping, if you will, some of the local control and giving that to the Michigan Public Service Commission for large solar and wind siting. And by large, that would be solar farms, if you will, that produce more than 50 megawatt nameplate, and for wind would be 100 megawatt nameplate. So these are fairly large facilities, which also would be kind of the most obstructive to our rural communities as well. I stood in opposition of those. The House of Representatives rules don't allow for open debate on the House floor, but if recognized, you do get to speak to either in support of given legislation or in opposition. I stood in opposition of this legislation, both the Senate bills, which are the clean energy mandates by 2040, as well as the House bills, which were to put zoning control in the hands of unelected bureaucrats.
Okay, I was just going to ask you the reason behind your opposition to this, and it seems like you just kind of spoke to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and as you know, I've got a lot of experience with local government, both at the city of Augray level and Aranac County in the Planning Commission. So I understand, you know, what's involved with planning as well as the zoning, and also, you know, the voice of its residents, you know, that starts at the local level. And I think it's just an absolute travesty to strip our voices away from what we want in our neighborhoods.
All right. Now, what's the next step for that legislation?
Well, the Senate bills, which are the ones that actually mandate a 100% clean energy by 2040, those now will be going to the governor's desk for her anticipated signing into law. The House bills, which are the ones that put the licensing, if you will, in the hands of the Michigan Public Service Commission, those now go to the Senate for a vote, and we're anticipating, you know, that to probably be voted on this week by the Senate, and then to the governor's desk to implement. The opposition with this is just the free market's just not ready for this technology yet, you know, and I'm one of let the free market prevail, and I think most would agree with me. The technology will come as it progresses. Mandating this at the government level just seems a little bit unrealistic.
Okay. Now, for any of our listeners out there, if they'd like to weigh in and maybe give you some opinion, email, texting, or by phone, how can they reach you to maybe talk to you about this this pending legislation, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. They can contact me. They can contact your state senator. Can go online as well and find out if there's you know, any of the senators that they'd want to call in opposition. Yeah. I'm pretty sure for our district, obviously, I oppose this. I'm quite certain our state senator for our district, which is Michelle Hoydinga. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure she's in opposition as well. However, if they wanted to contact my office, you know, they can email mikehoadley@house.mi.gov or call our office at 517-373-1789. But again, we've already voted on this at the House, and I did stand in strong opposition to this. I think this is going to cost Michigan ratepayers, you know, thousands of dollars in addition on our energy bills, and cost the state of Michigan upwards of $200 billion over the next 10 years.
All right. Our state representative from the 99th District, Mike Hoadley. Mike, it's been a pleasure. I know we've got other topics to talk about, and we'll do that when we get you back on in the near future, but we're glad you could find some time for us today, and keep up the good work in Lansing.
I appreciate it, Kevin. Good to talk to you again.